Good morning. This is Kelly Morlock with Coastside Buzz, and I am honored to be sitting here with Kevin Palmer, the person who brought Relay for Life to Half Moon Bay. And we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Relay for Life on the Coastside. And Kevin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. I'm glad to see Relay is on full steam, and in a few weeks, it's coming to the Half Moon Bay High School.
I know, June 3rd is going to be here before you know it.
Yeah.
So Saturday up at Half Moon Bay High School on the quad. We're really excited about that.
And it's going to be a fun and adventurous night. So if you haven't ever been there, come on down.
Yeah. It's all day, actually. 24 hours, right?
24 hours.
Because cancer never sleeps.
Never sleeps.
Yeah, so that's why we honor that.
And it is surreal walking around that track at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's a very peaceful, it puts your mind and your heart in a whole different state and allows you to think about the better things in life.
Well, absolutely. Well, Kevin, what caused you to bring Relay to Half Moon Bay in the first place 10 years ago?
Wow, seems like a long time. I developed cancer about 18 years ago.
Wow.
And my son was just born, and it was a very rare type of cancer called Burkitt's lymphoma. It took him about 3 weeks to diagnose what it was, and the treatment for it was very extreme, as far as lots of chemo.
Wow.
And anyway, I after a year and a half, I powered through it, and I came out, and I was back doing life. It takes you a couple of years to get your body back in shape. And two gentlemen approached me. They were approached by the American Cancer Society, Russ
Bissonette
and Chief Jolly was the two guys that approached me and said, "Hey, Kevin, we need a third to make this thing happen." And so I said, "Okay, I'm in."
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, and so then
and congratulations on beating this.
Yeah, thank you. To this day, you never, ever forget what you went through. And when you see somebody else going through it, you feel for them. You know what's happening to them.
You've been there.
Been there, done that.
That's kind of one of the reasons we do this, right?
That's right. And it doesn't really hit home until it hits home with you or a loved one. And you see how their life changes, not just physically, but emotionally, financially. The family suffers. Everybody suffers because they really are incapacitated all the way to the end with so many ups and downs and swings because the cure is almost as bad as the disease, and they're injecting all these bad things into you, and it creates all these horrible side effects.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, anyway, you just battle one day at a time.
Right.
And you just hope that you wake up in the morning. I'd love to go to bed at night because you pray to God that in the morning you're going to feel just a little bit better.
Wow.
And when you have those good days, it feels great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Were you helped by the American Cancer Society when you were being treated? Or did you have enough resources?
I had quite a bit of family resources that helped me out, and I was not even fully aware of all the benefits that the American Cancer Society provides, and it really opened my eyes when I started coming involved in helping set this event up in Half Moon Bay, of all the different aspects that American Cancer Society helps you out with as far as getting right to the hospital, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, the support is there for those who need it.
For those who need it, yeah. Because there's a lot of people that don't have family that's close, and you got to have somebody.
Right, and there's people to talk to as well if you don't have someone to talk to, even just about what you're going through, even for caregivers, I understand.
Yeah, because there's some days that you're completely wiped. It's hard to even talk to your wife or your kids about it. You need to actually talk to somebody that's been there so they fully understand what you're going through.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I have no way too many people who have been affected by cancer, and God bless you for bringing this to our community so we can become aware of all the resources available and how we can give back.
Yeah, and you know, giving back is a big thing. When us three guys got this thing running, we got a handful of people on a committee, and we just powered through it and made this event happen. We've been at several different locations, and right now we're at the Half Moon Bay High School, and it seems to be working out nicely there. But it's tough to have the same crew go over and over and over again each year.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the fact that you're still involved, and I know you ran it for a few years.
Yeah, so what we try to do is we try to do a two-year cycle. Mm-hmm. The chairperson tries to run for 2 years, and they like to step down, and and get some new people in there because it's tough, you know, a lot of volunteer time. So we're really, really encouraging anybody that wants to get involved, man, don't be shy.
Yeah, please come on down. Let us
Come on
know.
down and just say, man, I'd love to get involved. And whether if it's a big part or a little part, there's an opportunity for you to get involved and put your 2 cents worth in and create the event on your style, which is
Yes.
fine because each chairperson has their own little style that they want to do it. And we encourage that. We like change and it keeps people motivated.
Yeah, I know. I've been involved for, I think, 5 or 6 years when Russ, I think, had some physical challenges. And so he asked me to take over for the entertainment. So I've had a lot of fun doing that. And it's a great day. We have wonderful entertainment all day long from 10:30 to 8:30 at night. And it starts with a wonderful survivor's lap at the opening ceremony. So anybody who's experienced cancer or if you're currently dealing with it, you're considered a survivor. Come down and join us. And also the Luminaria ceremony to honor those who've made it through and those who didn't. So that's at 9 o'clock, 8:30 or 9 at the Half Moon Bay High School. So let me do a couple more questions. Kevin, what do you think the ultimate goal is? What was your goal initially bringing Relay here?
Well, the goal was it's really kind of awareness. When you or a loved one has cancer, you're affected. You don't really understand what resources are available to you. So, getting up to do the relay, you're with hundreds of people that have the same goal, the same common bond, and you really pick up different ways that people can get their way through the cancer maze, you know, versus if it's physical or mental or you need help. And so, awareness is really a big thing.
Fundraising, is that also?
Fundraising is a good thing. We really try to bring money to the American Cancer Society. If you look as far as where the money goes, all the charities in the world, they are the best. The majority of money that you physically raise goes directly. It doesn't go to staff and overhead. It goes to research and development and
Helping people dealing with it.
helping people deal
Yeah,
with it. Yeah.
right. So thank you for that. I totally agree. I think it's one of the best that you can put your money into because it covers every form of cancer and all the research to eradicate this from our lives. So now you're a survivor for 18 years.
Yeah.
Do you think about it every day?
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I still get one little ache or pain, and my mind instantly goes there.
Wow.
It just, boom. My cancer started in my belly, and I had a sore belly, and you know, whatever. Give me some Advil, and I started drinking Maalox like no tomorrow,
Wow.
and the pain just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and then I couldn't take it anymore, and finally, you know, checked myself into the hospital, and
Wow.
so. Even to this day, one little pain pops up, your mind immediately goes there, and you think, oh my God, it's back.
How do you manage that?
It's hard. It's really hard. You just, you know, the one thing I keep thinking of, they have done so much research and development on different types of cancer. So I know there's lots of drugs out there now that if you do get cancer again, you're less likely to get as sick and less likely to have the nausea for weeks on end.
Wow.
And so, you know, the saving grace is that if you, God forbid, do develop cancer, that there's a lot more better drugs out there, thanks to the American Cancer Society,
Better treatments
better
now.
treatments out there.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
we keep getting better, and hopefully,
Yeah.
pray one day,
That's right.
yeah, that we can eradicate this from our lives. But do
Yeah.
you think you started in the termite business?
And I'm still in the termite business. Yeah. And you know whether or not what I
There's a lot of
do,
chemicals
yeah, a
involved in
lot of
that,
chemicals
right?
involved in what I do on a daily basis, did that directly affect or contribute to it? Possible. Don't know. We did a lot of research trying to find it. My dad's an epidemiologist,
Oh,
and
okay.
we dug into every single product. There was no direct correlation, but you know, who knows?
Okay.
I know stress is a big factor
Yeah.
on creating things, so trying to keep your stress load down is a huge thing, and running your own business, it's tough,
Well,
you
that's
know.
why you take those amazing
I
vacations.
gotta get out. I gotta get out and enjoy life
You're
right
definitely
now.
an inspiration in enjoying
Yeah.
life.
Yeah, so you know, I'm certainly careful, more careful now.
Good.
Wearing a mask on everything. Not trying to
Wonderful.
breathe anything bad. If I see some bad environment, I back out and gear up properly to go in there and to solve the problem.
I'm curious, is anybody else on your that you've worked with?
No.
No.
Nobody else is
Oh,
in
wonderful.
the premier termite crew has ever been cancer cancer.
That's wonderful to hear. Yeah. Well, good. That's great to hear. So you just never know where it comes from, but you're doing everything you can. So that's wonderful. Well, let's wrap up with where we want to go from here. I mean, we were talking about we need support. So
we need support more than anything else. I'll be at Relay this year. Kelly's going to be at Relay this year with lots of good music. Each individual team will have a booth up there that has some kind of cancer fun thing to do or support.
Just good information.
Good informational booth up there, yeah.
But if we don't get more support, this could very well be the last year. We might go out in grand style with our 10th anniversary, which is fine because Relay goes on all over.
That's right. There's relays in all different towns. And if we don't get the support this year, I think it's probably going to,
we're going to probably blend in with another one. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is totally fine. Whatever we can do works because we don't want to create extra stress in our lives.
No, you can't create this stress.
So come down and celebrate with us this year, the 10th anniversary. It's June 3rd at Half Moon Bay High School. On the quad, starts at 10 a.m. You can come down early and help get things set up. And it's going to be going for 24 hours, like we said. And then at 10 a.m. on Sunday, June 4th, we'll honor the teams and share what we've done. And you can go to Relay for Life of the Coastside online. Just Google it, and you'll be able to find how to support us and find out more information. Any last words?
Kelly, thank you for
thank
all
you,
your
Kevin.
Support.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a great day.